द मिड डे न्यूज। The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad is working to ensure Indo-Pacific remains free, open, secure and prosperous. Attends Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. UPSC aspirant's death case raised in both houses of parliament. Delhi police arrests five more persons. CBI files charge sheet against Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in Delhi liquor policy case. Supreme Court refuses to stay Patna High Court order of scrapping 65% caste-based reservation in Bihar. International Tiger Day has been celebrated today to raise awareness about tiger conservation. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar, Sarabjot Singh duo enters mixed team bronze medal final in shooting. Ramita Jindal finishes 7th in the 10-meter women's air rifle final. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure that the Indo-Pacific remains free, open, stable, secure and prosperous. Making an opening remarks in the Quad Summit in Tokyo, the commitment to doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said it is therefore essential that the political understanding strengthens, economic partnerships grow, technology collaborations expand, and the people-to-people comfort intensifies. Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting should send a clear message that the Quad is here to stay, here to do, and here to grow. Dr. Jaishankar said these are not easy times. A major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it. He said supply chains are a particular focus for resilience, just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships.
These are not easy times. A major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it. Supply chains are a particular focus for resilience, just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships. It is only our collective endeavors that can prove the international system against disruptions, man-made or natural.
He said it is only the collective endeavors that can prove the international system against man-made or natural disruptions. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America and Australia, attended the meeting. The issue related to the death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching center in Delhi was today raised in the Lok Sabha with BJP and Congress demanding a probe into the matter. During the 0 hour, BJP member Basuri Swaraj alleged that it is a result of criminal negligence of the Delhi government. She said Aam Aadmi Party has been in power in Delhi for the last 10 years and it is also ruling Municipal Corporation of Delhi for the last 2 years, but no upgradation and desilting of drains have been done. Ms. Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter.
एक दशक से आम आदमी पार्टी दिल्ली में सत्ता भोग रही है लेकिन दिल्ली वासियों के लिए कोई काम नहीं कर रही।
शशि थरूर ऑफ द कांग्रेस सेड नो कॉम्पेंसेशन वुड बी इनफ इन सच एन इंसिडेंट। He said the violations of basic norms, including building codes, fire safety and flood safety, are rampant in the city and the corporation also has responsibility. Mr. Tharoor demanded a comprehensive investigation into the matter.
It's a shocking situation and I have to say that when you have a brilliant student, all the dreams of serving the nation through taking the UPSC exam have been shattered and the hopes of a family have been shattered, sir. This is a matter which obviously calls for compensation, but no compensation can be enough for the tragic loss of life of a young man cut short in his prime.
Akhilesh Yadav of the Samajwadi Party said officers are responsible for issuing no objection certificates to run the coaching centres. He wanted to know what action has been taken against them so far. Rajya Sabha has taken up short-duration discussion on the recent tragic incident of death of students in a coaching institute in Delhi due to alleged negligence of authorities. Initiating the discussion, Dr. Sudhenshu Trivedi of the BJP termed the incident as criminal negligence, demanding detailed investigation into this matter and fixing the responsibilities. He alleged that despite raising concerns about the building bylaws, no step was taken to clean the drainage system. Questioning the Delhi government, he said Delhi Jal Board's deficit has reached to 74,000 crore rupees, and several allegations of corruption have been leveled against the board. Derek O'Brien of TMC also expressed concern over the incident. He, however, questioned why the House was not allowed to discuss the issue related to railway accident, Manipur violence, NEET examination, floods in Assam, as well as unemployment and farmers' issue. He also raised the issue of suicide of students across the country. Tiruchi Shiva of the DMK also spoke on the issue. The discussion is underway. Earlier, allowing short-duration discussion, Radha Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, "The coaching has become virtually commerce, and every time he reads a newspaper, the front one or two pages are of coaching centres' advertisements." Delhi police has arrested five more persons in the IAS coaching centre flooding incident, including the owners of the basement and the person who appeared to have damaged the gate of the building. It said so far seven persons have been arrested. Delhi police said it is committed to ensuring strict action against all those involved in the case. DCP Central M. Harshvardhan says the investigation is going on from all angles. He said there was no permission to carry out commercial activity in the basement. Meanwhile, Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, has sealed 13 coaching centres in the old Rajinder Nagar area of Delhi that were found violating rules. The move comes a day after sudden flooding in the basement of an IAS coaching centre in Delhi that killed three students. Municipal Corporation of Delhi also terminated a junior engineer and also suspended an assistant engineer of Karol Bagh zone with immediate effect. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that there is no dearth of jobs in the country, and due to policy interventions of the present government, the unemployment rate has reduced to 3.2% in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the questioner, the minister expressed hope that the unemployment rate will come down below 3% in the coming years. The minister said labour force participation rate and worker population ratio have risen in the past couple of years. He said labour force participation rate has reached to 44% and worker population ratio to 40%.
लेबर फोर्स पार्टिसिपेशन रेट 38% था, जो बढ़ी आज 44% है। वर्क पॉपुलेशन रेशियो 2017-18 में 31% था, आज बढ़के 40% हुआ। जो 2017-18 में अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट रेट 6% था, स्पीकर सर, ये मोदी गवर्नमेंट में एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेशन हुआ, कई टाइप की योजनाएं चलाई गई, लोगों को रोजगारी का अवसर मिला और अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट रेट आज 3.2% है और भविष्य में 3% से कम जाएंगे।
Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today flagged off National Cooperative Consumers Federation, NCCF, vans at Krishi Bhavan in New Delhi, which will be selling tomatoes at 60 rupees per kilogram. Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, B.L. Verma, was also present on the occasion. To provide relief from soaring tomato prices, NCCF has started selling the commodity at a subsidized rate in the Delhi NCR region. Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanto Mojumdar has said National Education Policy NEP 2020 aims to bring out the capabilities of each student and become a guiding light for the educational transformation in the country. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam ABSS 2024 in New Delhi today. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary said, "The future of the nation is in the hand of our teachers, and NEP 2020 has laid out an extensive roadmap for students as well as teachers." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of the Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi tomorrow afternoon. The conference has been organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today filed a charge sheet against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue Court in the alleged corruption case related to the now-scrapped excise policy. Mr. Kejriwal, who is also the national convener of his Aam Aadmi Party, was arrested by CBI on the 26th of June from Tihar Jail, where he was in judicial custody in a related money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Patna High Court order scrapping the 65% caste-based reservation in jobs and admissions in Bihar. It also issued notice on the appeals filed by the Bihar government and agreed to hear them in September. Last month, the Patna High Court had annulled the Bihar government's notification raising reservations for backward classes, scheduled caste and scheduled tribes from 50% to 65% in government jobs and higher education institutions in the state. To commemorate its 75th anniversary, the Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat week from today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Justice K.V. Vishwanathan said that this initiative aims to address the backlog of cases pending before the Supreme Court. He encouraged litigants to take advantage of the Lok Adalat or the People's Court. In Paris Olympics, the pair of Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh have qualified for the bronze medal final match of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. They will be facing Oh E Jin and Lee Won-ho of South Korea tomorrow at 1300 hours IST. Oh E Jin had won the gold medal of the individual competition in which Bhakar banked bronze. Indian pair of Arjun Chima and Ridham Sangwan were also competing in the same event. They finished 10th. We have more details from a correspondent.
As good weather returned to Paris this morning, it was time to bask in the sunshine for India's power duo in badminton, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, who were handed a walkover after their German opponents Lemfus and Seidel withdrew. However, the joy in the Indian badminton camp was short-lived when Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto lost to Japan's N. Matsuyama and C. Shida 11-21, 12-21 in the group play stage of the women's doubles. Coming up soon is India's Lakshya Sen, who will take on Julien Karadji from Belgium in the men's singles group play. There is a lot of shooting action, but I have to tell you that just a while back, Ramita Jindal has bowed out of the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. In hockey, India faced Argentina in the second group match. The men in blue had earlier defeated New Zealand 3-2 in a hard-fought match. In archery, Indian men will feature in the men's team quarterfinals. And late in the evening, it will be Manika Batra who will be playing her second round women's singles match. But I have to tell you that the Indian contingent and the Indian fans all around Paris are really reveling in the fact that Manu Bakker yesterday became India's first ever woman to clinch a medal in shooting. Savio de Narona in the French capital of Paris.
The International Tiger Day has been celebrated today. The main aim behind this day is to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about the tiger conservation. Madhya Pradesh enjoys the status of having the most number of tigers in the country. Today organized a program in Bhopal.
Madhya Pradesh has the status of tiger state in the country because it has 785 tigers, the highest number of the tigers in the country. On the World Tiger Day, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav congratulated to the citizens for becoming a tiger state once again and said that it is our good fortune that Madhya Pradesh is a tiger state with the highest number of tigers. He informed that there are 7 tiger reserves in the state and about 25 lakh tourists are coming to the state. The state is also getting a revenue of 55 to 60 crore rupees from the tourists. Dr. Yadav also called for the conservation of other species of animals including king cobra which have become extinct from the state. The chief minister also inaugurated a photo exhibition focused on the tiger in this program. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar says Quad is working to ensure Indo-Pacific remains free, open, secure and prosperous. Attends Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. UPSC aspirant's death case raised in both houses of parliament. Delhi police arrests 5 more persons. CBI files charge sheet against Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in Delhi liquor policy case. Supreme Court refuses to stay Patna High Court order of scrapping 65% caste-based reservation in Bihar. International Tiger Day has been celebrated today to raise awareness about tiger conservation. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar, Sarabjot Singh Dio enters mixed team bronze medal final in shooting. Ramita Jindal finishes 7th in the 10-meter women's air rifle final. And with that, we end the midday news.